Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Episode of Lads to Dads. Thank you for joining and listening today. We've got to let you step aside. How are you, Matt?
I'm very good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, mate. Well, would you care to tell the listeners what we've got in store for them today?
Yes. Now, we've got a guest on. We've got a lady on. Lucy.
Lady?
She's a radio DJ extraordinaire. So we thought we'd bring on Lucy, have a chat, and see what she's up to. Learn a little bit more, you know, about Lucy.
Exactly, and that's what we want to know today. So how are you, Lucy? You well?
Hello! Yes, I'm good. I'm so excited about this. This is like a night out.
We can't go out anymore at the moment, so this is as good as it's getting, I'm afraid.
This is it. I've got my gin and tonic, and I'm just up for some lads banter. So I'm mad up for this. Really, really am.
So, Lucy...
Yes.
Obviously, you know, you're in radio and you must have done thousands of interviews of your career. Me and Matt were discussing today, have you ever had like a difficult interview with maybe a celebrity or someone that is just halfway through going through it? Your just mind's gone, yeah. I can't wait for this to end. I cannot wait for it to end. Can you maybe elaborate on that? See if you've got anything in the pipeline?
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many. I will say... I find that the people, the sort of more famous, the bigger they are, they're kind of more humble. It's the people as they're coming up that get a little bit too big for their boots a little before they've cracked it. I've found anyway. Whereas the ones at the top are much more sort of professional and they know how it's run. And one person that does, who actually, this goes against everything I've just said. I interviewed Dizzy Rascal. And really cool guy. We just didn't meet. You know, sometimes we just don't meet on the level. I kind of probably went in there a little bit hard, a little bit abrasive. I was young, I was stupid, I was immature. This is my early radio days. And he just didn't take to that at all. And the thing is, so we listened to this. So I did the interview. When I co-hosted the show, I would have gone off and done the interview. And we sat there and listened back to it with my co-host and my producer. And everyone just had their head in their hands going, this is absolutely dreadful, Lucy. And I was like, yeah. And Dizzy was a real star at that time. It was kind of Dance With Me. It was, you know, this was going to be a big interview on The Breakfast Show. So we're like, oh, what do we do with this? So what we did is we sort of dissected it and turned it into how not to interview someone. And it was brilliant. It was like, here are the things that when you're meeting someone, you should never do. And here's Lucy doing them, and it was great. It was really, really great. So
who's the member, Matt? We were talking about there was the interview with Dizzy Rascal for the True Geordie.
That's what I was just going to say. Is that I think
he was saying it was he was such a big fan of him, and it just didn't click. And you're the second person that said that.
So it wasn't just me.
We'll blame Dizzy. We'll blame him. It's all him.
I was just about to say, actually, I don't think you should beat yourself up about that because the True Geordie said exactly the same thing. And I watched back the interview and I don't think it's necessarily that people were asking really, I wasn't necessarily asking really tough questions or anything else. I think Dizzy Rascal just took, he just got very intense on a topic. And it almost come across aggressive towards True Geordie. And I think he took it the wrong way. And then it seemed to not click very well. And yeah. I think maybe it's just Dizzy Rascal's personality more than anything. I don't think he's necessarily a bad person or, you know, might not have been a bad interview. I don't know, but yeah.
We haven't had a bad interview yet, though, Matt, but I'm sure when it arrives, if it does, we'll
enjoy it. Enjoy it, guys. Enjoy it for all its awkwardness. and all the one line, you know, because you can have so much, because basically they're coming to your home here. You know, I'm stepping into your home for this. So, you know, if I'm coming in all awkwardly and I'm not prepared to go with it, it's you know, you shouldn't do that, should you? But it makes it like interesting listening, doesn't it? And you can have a laugh about it next week.
Well, that's the thing with awkwardness, like you say, you've just got to enjoy that really, because we do really well with awkwardness, because to give us that training, we do go through Matt's Tinder profile. And the awkward encounters on that are just—they've really set us up, haven't they?
Yeah, well, I'm no left. I don't think I'm allowed on it anymore. So it's
completely.
Did they booted you off?
Yeah, booted me off. No, I'm not.
Too good looking, wasn't it?
That's it. The photo was a fake profile, didn't they? But no, I've given up on it. I think it's, what's the point? We're in lockdown. No.
Oh, I want to hear more about your Tinder dating then, but you know.
Matt, let's start off by saying, what if you could let Lucy know, what is your what sort of age are you going for with these women? Is it the 60s, the 70s?
Well, what I did was I tried all different ages, you see, because I just thought, you know what, it's nice to know, it's nice to try it. Play the field, you know.
Just play the field, yeah. Not desperate.
Yeah, just open up the possibilities. So I did that, and it tended to be. I did try a few older MILFs, and then.
Right. Oh, how old are you talking? Like, what's your age difference there?
Well, I mean, I went in. I put 50 at the limit, which is. I mean, I don't want to offend any ladies out there, but you know, that was my limit because it's. Otherwise, it starts to get a little bit sort of fetishy, if anything, doesn't it? So I thought I'll calm that down. And all that happened, Lucy, to be honest, is I kept getting lectures about age differences, about how do I have the responsibility to take on an older lady like this? And then am I going to be dashing dreams? Am I a scammer from Africa trying to get hold of bank details? Like all sorts of stuff. So... in the end, I had to just call it a day. It's not for me.
That's it. You and Tinder done.
Me and Tinder's done, yeah. It's just face to face from now on, old fashioned.
Which is impossible at the moment.
Exactly.
Just the way Matt likes it.
Yeah.
Can I ask, because this is something I do on the radio actually, have you done, because online dating through 2020, did you ever do any of these Zoom dates things? You know, do this as a date?
Well, the thing is, I said to Matt about this, Lucy, right? I said, Matt, you know, you're single now, you need to, you know, it's hard times, you need to get out there. So what Matt done was he just spent the whole of the lockdown doing Zoom quizzes with his friends. So he's got the knowledge, but he's got no significant other on the horizon. No. And I've said to you, Matt, Lucy said it now, you know, you need to be doing these Zoom dates.
Yeah.
I could not think of anything worse in my entire life, if I'm honest. I hate small talk as it is. I absolutely hate small talk. So I'd rather go, like on a date, I'd rather go somewhere... Where
would you take a girl on a date now, Matt? Where would you go?
Well, it certainly wouldn't be Toy Story 3. we just did an episode, Lucy, where Ben said he took a girl on a date. And I said, oh, yeah. And he said Toy Story 3 when I was younger. We worked it back. We went back and we worked it back the years. It was released in, I think it was 2010. And
I was 21.
It put Ben at 21 taking a girl to on a date to Toy Story at 21.
She was of age as well. Let's get that in there. She wasn't 13.
Yeah, but no, I like exciting dates. I want to go to a theme park. I want to go out for something to eat and some drinks or something, you know, something nice. I don't want to.
But then you're putting your love life on hold through all this.
Yeah, I know. We all have to make sacrifices, Lucy. and those
you're doing it for the cause, aren't you?
Yeah.
What about you, Lucy? What would be your dream? What would be a good ideal date for you? How could a guy wash you off your feet? Or what was an ideal date? God, gin and tonic and a bit of lads to dads?
Do you know what? I'm so cheap. Honestly, I'm such a cheap date. Literally. Well, firstly, I'm a terrible drinker. They call me Lucy Lightweight. So all you got to do is buy me about two or three and, you know, I'm done. God, I don't know. It's been so long. I mean, I'm married and, you know, we just don't date anymore. So
no, you got to bring that back.
Are you married to a farmer? So is it safe to say that agriculture is your is what was your philosophy?
Yeah, I'm farmer's wife. No, but I am the unlikely farmer's wife. That I never ever thought that I would end up on a farm. I am like a London girl through and through. That's my city. That's my place. I never planned to fall in love with a farmer and end up on a farm. You know, women dream about this, like it, being on a farm, the farm life, and it's amazing. And I was like, no. But, you know, you can't help sometimes who you end up with and who you fall in love with. So
this is exactly what's happened to me, to be fair. Right? I was living in London for, I think, 7-8 years, and I love it. I just love London. It's just my thing. I know how you feel. It's just, I just love it. It feels like home. And then I ended up getting with a girl who lived in the countryside in Newbury. And she was, well, it was just, I ended up in this village where there was a bus once a day. And I'd gone from Camden to one bus. And, you know, I could usually hop on the tube and I'd be in Oxford Street in 2 stops. Now I have to wait all day to get one bus. It's just,
But when you have kids, though, it does change. This is the thing. I never thought I'd end up here in the middle of nowhere, isolated, marooned. But, you know, when you have kids, it does change. I think, God, I couldn't be back in a city now with kids and the hectic of that life.
No. Do you have children then?
Yeah, I've got 2 kids. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
So I'm homeschooling at the moment.
How's that going?
It's a nightmare!
We've sent our kid off. We've just sent him off, got rid of him. No, my mother-in-law, she's a teacher, and she's in our bubble. Like we're the only ones we associate with. And Caleb, he's at the age now, he's 12, going on 20, with the attitude and the back chatting and I don't do that. So he goes to Nana's, and Nana he stays there for the whole week, and Nana sits with him and does all the lessons with him, and she loves it. She was like, oh, we had a lovely science lesson this morning. And I'm like, how are you doing this? How are you not 12 o'clock in the afternoon polishing off a bottle of gin? I couldn't do it. Nightmare.
That's amazing. Do you realise?
She's an amazing lady.
What a situation you've got there. The rest of us are like tearing our hair out, going grey. And you've got
the mother. I'm just there with my cigarette and Bailey's. This is a piece of piss.
Oh, that's just rude. We all need it. What's her name?
Sue.
We all need a Nana Sue.
We all need a Sue in our life. Well, Lucy, I'm going to ask you another question. We've got quite a list here.
Okay.
But what we wanted to do was, I don't know, before all the lockdown, when you go out with your friends, your close friends, if we were to ask, say, if me and Matt were to bump into your friends and ask them, how would they describe you? What would they say?
Good question. Oh, my goodness. So this is like my bestest mates who know me.
Well, yeah. Well, let's go with your close friends, and then maybe what would your family say about you? Let's start with your friends.
Oh, friends. Loyal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually quieter with my friends. Around my really, really, really good friends, I am so chill. You know when you know people really well and you just don't feel, you can just like kind of relax and you not have to be like the bants and the whatever. You know, I do love all that stuff. I love the bants, but you know.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Voluma XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Your true friends, you can just kick back and enjoy them. I like people. I'm so intrigued by people. So I ask a lot of questions. I'm like, I'm quite private in that way. And I want to really get into people's minds and heads and ask them questions. So I'm the one like getting at you. You'll never get the chance to get at me. If you see what I mean.
Yeah.
Almost. It's like you put on a show around people that you don't know as well, don't you? And then your friends you feel much more comfortable with, and you can be your true self, I guess.
Just. So I'd say I'm probably, also the thing is, I've got really, really loud friends. I mean, they are so loud. My sister, Rosie, Vicky. I mean, they're like screaming banshee. Yeah! Lucy, Brady. They are so loud. We go into restaurants and we are that group where everybody's turning around going, oh, goodness, why are we sat so close to that? You know, and so I can't even compete with that. You know, I'm just like, do you know what? I'm just going to sit here and watch you lot chat. It's just like women on steroids, us lot. So I'm sort of probably the quieter one of the group. But, you know, like they, I have a small collection of friends and they are just, they're tight. They'll always be there, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might miss a couple of months from their lives, but you know that they're always there. So what would they say about me? Fun, funny, silly. I do like to entertain. I do like in my group, I'd like to entertain people and be the one who stands up and starts doing stupid things, you know, acting out stupid things, which is why it works on things like Instagram and Twitter now, because that is genuinely me.
That's
just
look,
like
now,
doing stupid moves and like throwing shapes and stuff like that. It works now on social media, doesn't it? So probably the entertainer.
Nice.
So what would your closest friends or friend say about you, Matt?
I guess it's, I don't know, actually, that's a really difficult question, mate. What would they say about you?
I reckon they'd say I'm just a six foot three Tom Cruise, end of.
You are known as that. That's your nickname.
But that's it. You know, I'm a daredevil. Yeah. I do all my own stunts.
Constantly telling people off on set about COVID regulations all the time. Like, whenever there's anything, always.
Is he the COVID police? Is he the COVID police?
Have you heard the leaks of Tom Cruise telling everyone off on the Mission Impossible
set? No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, he's going in.
Intense. Oh, yeah, he literally, you can imagine the scene. He's got everybody sat down cross-legged, you know, shouting at him, telling him off, and he's saying, do you know how much pressure I've got on a night, every night going to sleep, knowing that I've got Hollywood, the future of Hollywood in my hands, and this, everything is based on this film, and you, I don't ever dare see you without a mask on. And he's going absolutely insane.
What did he say? He's like, I could end you. Wow. I could end you. You could be gone.
He could.
I don't know.
So, I'm the 6'3" version of him, really.
People, but I don't know what I think about. Sometimes I find him quite creepy, and then other times I'm a bit sort of, you know, like when he jumps up and down on the settee and says to his wife, you're not allowed to scream during childbirth and all this type of stuff. I think it's like,
weird.
Yeah, a bit funny. But then other times I take my hat off to him when it comes to things like that, because, you know, it is important, and it is, you know, it must have a lot of pressure on his shoulders. So, yeah.
Yeah. He's Tom Cruise.
So yeah, that's basically me in a nutshell, really.
I can see the likeness, yeah.
Yeah. We couldn't be more different if we're on appearance if we tried. He's small and gorgeous. I'm long and gangly. Not very attractive. But
Come on, what people say about you? Yeah, what they say? Come on, give me the real answer.
If I'm honest about me, I'd probably say I'm probably the loudest by country mile. If I'm being honest, loudest, always up for a good laugh, and I'd say quite generous because I'm always put my hand in my pocket. Probably a lot of people say he's thick as fuck. Probably that as well. Probably say I'm thick as shit.
Is that valid?
No.
Yeah, right.
I think he's smarter than he gives himself credit for. And I think those are right. He's very generous. Sometimes Ben's a people pleaser, and sometimes I've said to him before, you don't have to please everybody. You know, sometimes
I'm a giver.
You are, and you don't have to give everything of yourself sometimes. I think sometimes it's good to
to keep your pants on.
You've got your peanut butter, you don't give everything. Just
Ben, put it away. Yeah. The amount of times we've been out, Matt's gone, for fuck's sake, Ben, pull your pants up.
Oh, were you the moonier of the group?
Oh, yeah, it gives everything. Yeah. It really does.
It depends. If when I used to, I don't drink anymore now because I'm teetotal. But back in the day, like, I couldn't just drink and have one. That was my problem. We're out. That's it. And we're out all night. That's the problem.
Everyone's got a friend like that. Yeah.
And I'm unfortunately that bloke. But now I've got kids and, I've got responsibilities. That was getting in the way. So it was either get rid of the wife and kids or stop drinking. So I trialed with that, got rid of the wife and kids for a bit, and then they came back. Yeah. So I had to give the drink up. But no, I would say about Matt as well. I would say Matt generally is the funniest bloke I've ever met. But with Matt, he's very strategic. Like, I think that's why our podcast goes quite well together, because he used to do stunt comedy. Like, your planning, the way you deliver stuff is so good, and he's very smart. Me, I'm very abrasive. So it's like he'll be saying something and then I'll just go to the other end of the scale. And people seem to like that, like chalk and cheese sort of vibe we've got. So. But that's what I say. So we've got you're very loyal, loud, but also quite quiet with your private, with your close friends.
Yeah, I think more entertainer. I think I want to entertain people. I think I've always wanted, in school I was the joker, I was the idiot, I was the one, pulling the pranks,
Instead of your friends saying that, what would, like, let's say, like, your family, like your parents say about you? What would they say? Would they be completely different? Because I think my parents would say the exact same thing, just thick as fuck.
And you're like, thanks, Mum and Dad. That's from you. I think they'd say the same thing, actually. I think they definitely see the fun and the larks. Mm. I think that we kind of had us growing up, which is nice, isn't it? You know, when you've got a sense of humour going through the family, everyone's just kind of trying to have a good time. That's nice, isn't it? Yes. You know, I really thank you.
Very important as well, isn't it?
Yeah, my mum was Irish, so I definitely feel that Irish kind of sense of humour and vibe, and
you've got the luck of the Irish. And,
yeah, you know. So
I think the three funniest people in the world, really, are. Personally, I think who've got funny bones are usually Scousers, Irish and Jewish people. I think they've all got these funny bones and it all comes from different... Yeah, there's so much comedy in the Jewish culture, and a lot of it, comedy usually comes from tragedy a lot of the time, and it's usually built into those communities or those areas. And Ireland... Liverpool and the Jewish culture, for some reason, just they're always funny. They're always just...
Mind you though, Jewish people, like, brings me on to that Schitt's Creek from Netflix. Have you seen that? That's written by Jim's dad. I can't remember, something Levinstein. Eugene something, the bloke from American Pie, and they're Jewish. And that program, that Schitt's Creek, the funniest. Like, I've been howling with laughter. I don't know if you've seen that, Lucy.
No,
the Schitt's Creek. I'd highly recommend it. It got five out of five stars for me on mine and Matt's little Netflix review. Is there anything on Netflix, or could we do a review? Every episode or so of, like, what we're watching, because obviously we're locked down. A lot of people are glued to Netflix and all that. Is there anything that you've got your teeth into at the moment?
Queen's Gambit.
Oh, chest. Oh,
I've not watched that yet, but I've heard good things.
Honestly, when my husband said, listen, babe, we're going to sit down and we're going to watch a TV programme about chess, I went, go jump, right? Chess, do you know who I am? I'm Lucy Ambush and I'm very cool. I'm not watching a programme about chess. It's so good. Chess,
is it?
Yeah. Chess is mega, and because of it, like chess, the sale of chess sets has gone like off the chain. Queen's Gambit, you've got to watch it. It's really good.
Say that again, Matt.
I said this is what's put me off it. I keep thinking, surely it cannot be good. It's about chess, so now I'm definitely going to do it.
Yeah, you got to do it. It's really good.
Well, we've just finished Sabrina. We started watching Sabrina on Netflix because we've been so bored. And we got so far into it and we were like, it's shit. And we stuck with it and we finally finished it. So tonight, after this episode, me and the wife are going to get into something. But I think we might give Queen's Gambit a go.
Oh, mate, she's going to love it. Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to stick that on.
Yeah, it's addictive. It's everything about it's brilliant. Really, really good.
I just wanted to ask you, what have you got in the pipeline? Because I've seen you've been in so many different. I mean, I know you started. Did you start out on Choice FM? Is that where you started?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the Mav. Was it Mavi?
Martin J. Yeah. So I co-hosted. Yeah. I know about co-hosting, guys. Yeah. Co-hosted with Martin J for 5 years on The Breakfast Show in London. That was amazing. I loved it. And then I moved to the country when I married my other half. Then I sort of started getting into BBC, and I work a bit at Hits Radio as well, which is really cool. I love radio. So you know, I'm just trying to hang in there in radio and have a good time, basically, and spread my wings.
Yeah, because I mean, we first heard you on Radio Solent.
So yeah, you guys came on my show. I love that.
Yeah,
we loved it. But just so you know, listen, I've been pestering these guys to come on their podcast for months now. It's taken me ages. You asked to come on my show, and I let you on within minutes. All right, you know, it's really hard to get on this podcast. Is all I'm saying.
You're one of the lucky ones, Lucy.
I know. I got you.
You're more than welcome to come back on and do a part two. We'd love to have you.
Yay!
On again.
Yeah.
So before we go, Lucy, where can people find you and what's next with you? So give us a little bit of an overview. Yeah.
I'm mad getting into Instagram at the moment. I'm loving Instagram. So I'm on Instagram as @LucyAmbash. I'm on the radio on BBC Radio Solent in the South, but you can get that across BBC Sounds. Sometimes I pop up on Hits Radio as well. And yeah, Twitter @LucyAmbash. Just doing a lot of socials and having a good time and trying to keep happy through all these crazy times. You know, that's what you guys are doing and what I'm doing as well.
Hopefully when the lockdown's gone and all that, looking forward to maybe getting you on again and maybe in person this time. Get you into the studio, do a YouTube video and maybe join in one of our challenges with us.
I would love that. I would absolutely love that. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, thank you so much, guys. It's been great.
No
and do you know what? It's really. I was thinking, oh my god, are girls allowed on the podcast? You know, but I felt very welcome here.
Well, without sounding too creepy, we love girls.
Creepy.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Lucy. Thanks amazing. Everyone listening to Lads to Dads. Please like and subscribe.
Thank you very much. See you later, Lucy.
Bye-bye. Bye bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.